I'm Katie Ollolay, I'm a reporter on Energy Risk magazine, and I'm here today to find out a bit more about the SunGard work in the energy and commodities field specifically.
So we were just talking about the idea of the day itself and the idea of SunGard creating a city day around what comes next and what happens next. And what are your thoughts on that?
I think that's really relevant to, you know, what people want at the moment. Like, people always want to talk about the future now. They're not really interested in going back over old issues and things like that. So I think it's quite a good way of bringing all different people from the industry together. Because, like, you know, a lot of people are sort of looking forward, like planning strategies for the future. So I think it's a really good idea.
Do you think this is actually having any impact, though, in people discussing further in between them? Because the feeling for me is it's still a top-down event, so people are listening to people, the speakers, rather than having the chance to maybe interact with them. Do you feel that the people, that the delegates are starting to start this conversation on their own?
I have to say that is one thing I've noticed. Like, normally when I go to conferences, after the speakers have finished, they normally get mobbed by people wanting to talk to them, which I found it quite easy to approach them. So I'm not sure if maybe people are taking what they can from the speeches and then going away and discussing it rather than wanting to actively, you know, get involved and ask lots of questions.
And do you agree with the things that they're saying in the sessions? Have you found that you've learned anything from them?
I went to just now, it was on pre-trade risk management, and that was really relevant for what I write about. And I like the way they were talking about it. They didn't get too technical, and, you know, they sort of did break it down quite nicely, because it is quite a difficult subject. So yeah, I found that I got quite a lot from it.
And talking about what you do, because obviously you work in energy fields, and Lord Turner came out earlier this week and talked about some banking being socially useless. Do you have anything that you think about? Because what you're talking about with energy is obviously it has a social use, has a use in society to be involved in banking. Do you think there are parts of the banking world that are socially useless?
I can't really comment on that. I'm not sure what you mean.
The talk you want to go to this afternoon is on energy futures.
Yeah, it's on commodities. Basically, it's all about what happens next in commodity trading and staying ahead of the curve. So, you know, that's particularly relevant for us because people who read our magazine are all commodities traders and brokers and people like that. So, you know, if I was to write something about that in a magazine, that, you know, there'd be a lot of people wanting to read it. So, definitely a good topic.
Do you have your readers, do they interact with you at all? Is there a way that you get, obviously people can write letters in or emails in, but do you find you interact a lot with your readers?
You know, not really, actually. That's something we'd like to promote a lot more. We've started on our website, we've actually got our names on our stories, so now it's sort of, if people are emailing me like a few times, but what I'd like to do is have like sort of start a sort of blog or a commentary at the end of each of my stories, and then they can sort of, a discussion can get going. So that's something we're working on. Yeah.
Because there's a big thing about transparency here. Everyone keeps talking about, you know, transparency is the word. And social media is kind of key for that a lot of the time. And there's a lot that happens with social media for publications in the general press. So The Guardian with their blogging and everything else. But the financial press seems to be much more closed market.
It's actually something they're really trying to get us into, and like, for instance, we've got a Twitter page, and we recently did a Twitter interview with a technology company, so it's kind of like a live interview, and we've got quite a lot of people following that and interested. So it's something, you know, we're trying to promote. We also have LinkedIn as well, but we haven't really tapped into the Facebook thing, so maybe because most of our readers aren't really the kind of people who have Facebook profiles. So yeah, I think it's definitely something that we need to push more.
So there's a search for understanding how social media can help in the financial media market.
Oh, definitely. It's something that there's, you know, seminars on, and that, you know, they are trying to understand it. They're just perhaps a little bit more behind the main, like, Broad Street, Broad Sheets, and that kind of thing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.